Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities. From the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front room. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of The Check-In here live from Los Angeles. We're at the W, West Hollywood, shooting this episode with my guy, photographer extraordinaire, videographer, maven, my guy James Anthony. James, what's up, man? Welcome to Check-In, brother.
Hey, appreciate it, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for coming out, man.
I'm always happy to be a part of anything Black Menswear does. You guys got a special place in my heart for reasons we'll probably talk about, but yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Y'all stay tuned for the exclusive we're going to give here in just a minute, man. Right. But even going back to the first time we worked together, right? Yeah. I was referred to you by a few people.
Oh, wow.
When I was coming to LA, I said, hey, man, we're going to go out here and do this flash mob. Who should we talk to? James Anthony.
That's crazy.
James Anthony. And I looked it up. I said, ain't no way I can get this dude to come and shoot the flash mob with us. And from first time we connected, the energy was on love, man. So I'd like to open up with this questions, right? I know who James Anthony is, but those outside might not know. Who is James Anthony, one, and how would you describe your photographic style as a quick follow-up to that question?
Who is James Anthony? I'd have to say James Anthony is all around a creative, just consummate creative in many facets. I'm an overall storyteller, so whatever medium I'm using, I always like to tell stories. You know, people always... even when I'm in a Starbucks, I'm like, you know, you remind me of my grandfather, you remind me of my uncle. You know, I'm the guy that always like, I remember a time when. But yeah, I like to tell stories, man. It's I've been writing children's stories since I was a child. I've been illustrating comic books since I was a child, and then moving to photography as an adult. I have background in acting since I was a child. The photography, I feel like the natural progression was to direct. So I've directed three short films up until this point. I'm working on a feature coming up. I'm working on an animated short film. So as long as I can get out the creative outlet, but also tell a story while doing so, I feel at peace. I feel like I'm not doing myself any justice if I'm not in that realm and in that world. Now my photography style, I guess based off of things that I've heard other people say over the years is clean and alluring, you know? So it's always that look when, how do you get people's skin so beautiful? The lighting is so clean and so crisp. So I feel like it would be hard for me to disagree with that, but clean and alluring in quotation marks, you know, that's what I've been getting a lot of.
The air quotes on your work. Yeah, it's clean and alluring.
That'll work.
Now, so that... The background that you have from a creative, right, and growing into photography, growing into directing, what I get from that is that you really focus on the consistent development behind these things and how they all tie together too. Is that correct?
120%. I find there being just that pivotal point as a creative. Once you've done something long enough, it's like, all right, well, what's next? But how can I tie in everything else that I've learned? You know, so of course, directing, if you have a knack for photography, you kind of have that, you know, just that the director of photography, all three of those kind of play a part. And being a director, you know what you're looking for.
Right.
You know, a lot of times they say models make great photographers because they know what they need from the subject. Okay. So, and me having a background in acting, directing, I felt like it was second nature because I know what the shot looks like, but also having familiarity with being in front of the camera, you know what it feels like to be asked of a director, you know, for a direction. So, yeah, just try to tie them all in together, man. And up until this point, it's been amazing. The transition, I feel, has been seamless.
Mm. Yeah. Do you find more enjoyment as you think about the different things now? Three directors credits and do you find now that going into that space is more fulfilling for you or for a lot of creatives that you talk to that are kind of about trying to balance out different perspectives of creativity, or for you is still shooting still the place where your heart flutters at?
You know where my heart flutters the most? Overall, it's seeing a project from conception to completion. You know, just, yo, I was a part of that.
Yeah.
You know, like this was just an idea. And I'm a person who is many times like haunted by ideas. And I can't really rest until I see them through.
Mm-hmm.
So there may be ideas where they'll come in my mind. I may not be able to execute it at that moment, but I'm likely to put it on a shelf and revisit it, whether it be months, sometimes years down the line when the time, you know, is more opportune. But if I'm 110% transparent, acting is where my real heart is. Photography came along and we've been courting for almost 20 years now.
Yeah.
But acting has always been my number one. But I have, again, that appreciation for just the creation of art, storytelling in that regard. So when I approach an editorial, I do like to have that streamline of like, all right, well, this is the story between whether it be the fashion aspect or just visually, you know, how we get from point A to point B. And then at the end of it, you can close that book and say, yo, these are the projects I've completed. You know, that's my...
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
this is ludicrous.
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper, Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Man, you do a good job at the storytelling, bro. Yeah. I ain't gonna hold you, man. And two, most people know you for your shots that are of some of our favorite stars.
Yeah.
That whether they're especially, I love the shots that you get, you know, pre-award show. Like people come and they want the James pre-show. Yeah.
Yeah. Congratulations, welcome to the 95th Oscars.
A day in the life, you shoot one of four.
It's been a lot of years, really thinking it won't pass me. I gotta fend myself off, I gotta fend myself off. I gotta cool it down.
Oh, the Oscar goes to Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, Bruce Carter.
Give space and time like this.
The next person is Angela Bassett.
We stuck on the elevator, Oscar Sunday.
What is life? What is life?
And you've been able, you know, Anjanae Ellis, Regina King, Jay Ellis.
Yeah.
I mean, the list is very long there. Who would you say of all the people that you've gotten to capture was your not gonna say your favorite, right? But which one of those moments kind of stood out more than any others when it came to working with someone in that capacity?
I think for sure I'd have to say hands down it would be the first time working with Regina King. Shout out to Wayman and Micah, an amazing styling duo here in Hollywood, which is global. But that was on the heels of the pandemic, 2020. We're talking about August, September. They came to me and said, hey, we got an idea. We know you do this thing where you merge photography and illustration,
yeah.
Hashtag James Shoots and Draws. And during that time, the pandemic had a lot of people social distancing. So the red carpet wasn't the normal red carpet that we know of. So they were like, well, how can we create a creative red carpet moment with Regina King, who's nominated for an Emmy? So they came to me, we brainstormed a little bit, and within 2-3 weeks, she was in my apartment, and we're creating this moment. So I had told them prior, I said, it's crazy y'all came to me for this, because James Shoots and Draws, I had just started the stop motion animation with the James Shoots and Draws earlier that year. It was a tribute to Kobe Bryant. I did one with Snoop, and then I did some other ones with just me, again, because this is during the height of the pandemic. Mm-hmm. You're not really supposed to be around anyone. So I said, well, how can I keep myself occupied? And since everything was shut down, I said, well, I need to be very intentional about keeping myself booked. So I would have creative ideas, and I would step in front of the camera and do them.
Okay.
So that's what kind of led them to me. They were like, you know what? This is kind of dope. How about we reach out to James? Again, you know, I had told them, I said, it's crazy because Regina King is probably one of my favorite actresses. And for y'all to come to me with this, you know, I'm forever grateful. And they had said to me, they said, well, the cool thing about Regina is who you think she is or who you would like her to be is who she is in person plus that, plus mm-hmm. more. Mm-hmm. So when I met her, you know, exactly what they said was the case. I was like, this woman's amazing. Yeah. You know, she's amazing. Took direction well, clearly. She's a director, she's an actress. But that moment probably will always resonate with me as one of those, like, yo, this was amazing. And then I think 3 weeks after that, I shot Usher for his Vegas residency.
Mm.
So, you know, you have these billboards at Caesar's Palace, and I'm riding through Vegas. I'm like, is this real life? Yeah. You know, and all of this was in the middle of a pandemic. But then I always say, when Regina was sitting in my living room getting her makeup done, I said, this moment is happening right now because in college I decided to bet on myself. Mm. Like, you know, this moment, Usher Raymond, you know, is a legend.
Yeah.
He's standing in front of me dancing, rehearsing for the moment I'm about to shoot him is because I decided to bet on myself 20 years prior.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, it's surreal moments. Moments that I'm still pitching myself over. But it's kind of like, all right, you got to accept reality. It is what it is.
Yeah. I remember too, shortly after that, I was watching the BET Awards, I think the same year or year following, and the stop motion, like it was the animation. I was like, that's Jay.
Look, it's been on the BET Awards, and I did something with Jay Ellis one time, and that led to Billboard Music Awards reaching out to me.
Billboard, that's what it was.
And they commissioned me to create three real. Look, how about this? I shot Jay for the Billboard Music Awards. Then the American Music Awards hit me up and said, hey, can you do three reels? So it was, surreal.
Yeah.
I'm just like, man, this is crazy. All of this, again, I think that might have been 2021. But again, illustration was the first thing that I ever started doing. Mm-hmm. I used to draw in grade school. So having reached back and tapped into one of the first creative outlets that I've ever jumped into and tying it in with one of the latter ones I picked up, it just had me feeling like a big-ass kid. You know what I'm saying? Like, I always tell people it never really feels like I'm working. It just feels like I'm playing really hard. You know what I'm saying?
So I like that.
Yeah,
that's what I like that. Like. Now for young creatives,
yeah,
right, who they probably feel like today they still working.
Oh yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
For young creatives, what kind of advice could you provide to them that you feel as though has helped you get here, whether it's the consistency, whether it's, you know, working with anyone, whether it's not working with anyone or not working with everyone? What kind of advice would you give a young creative who's, especially out here, man, I've been out here a couple of days.
Yeah.
LA, you get lost.
Yeah.
Like real quick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so for someone that's on that path, I know people move here every year.
Yeah.
All the time throughout the year. They move here to chase their dreams.
A lot of people move right back.
And a lot of people move right back. So what kind of advice could you give someone who's not as seasoned in the industry, but is looking to have that longevity?
I'll try to leave with three things. Where one piece of advice I still hold on to this day is, if there's someone that you trust or look up to, heed their advice the first time you hear it. Because a lot of times you'll waste time if you're like, oh, yeah, I heard that. And then a year go by and then you finally, somebody else tells you, you're like, oh, so-and-so told me that.
Mm-hmm.
2 months go by, the third person tells you, you're like, let me try to do this. And then once you do it, you're like, oh man, if I would have listened to this a year and a half prior,
right,
I would have been that farther along.
Right.
So for me, one thing I always make note of is heeding advice the first time I hear when it's from someone that I respect. And someone that has been through a similar situation, you know, because you can't take advice from everyone. So that's probably my biggest. Number two would probably be consistency and persistence, being persistent. Those are two factors that have played like a gargantuan role into the progression of my career. Is, again, even during 2020 when a lot of creatives were, well, a lot of the world had stopped working, I kept myself busy.
Yeah.
So there was no, you know, no dead time. You just laying around. It was like, all right, well, let me go outside and challenge myself, push myself, keep myself busy and booked. And then those bookings, like monetarily, you know, follow through. So being consistent and being persistent, because a lot of people say, oh, well, how do you get over your dry spells, or when you're your dry periods, when you're not motivated? You're not always going to be motivated, but if you're disciplined to keep yourself, you know, spitting out projects, that discipline, that consistency begets more opportunities. So for me, that's been the biggest thing. And I think third is, yes, you can't say yes to everything.
Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again, because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
Mm-hmm. You can't. I remember, and this is no shade to what I'm about to say, but I remember when I was in Atlanta, I kept getting asked to shoot reality entertainers for magazine covers. And it was either little to no budget or no budget. And, you know, because I was on a come up, and, you know, like most creatives, up-and-coming creatives, you know, your fangs are out, and a lot of times you're like, oh, it's free, I'll do it, because this name is attached.
Yeah.
But I knew that is not the road I wanted to go down. So, hey, James, would you be interested in shooting this person for said magazine? And I'm, like, Googling, and I'm like, who? I'm like, no, I'm good. Because in Atlanta, reality TV, as we all know, is very popular.
Right.
But a lot of the reality stars that come from these shows, they're usually entangled in salacious, you know, things going on. And I didn't necessarily want to be tied to that.
Yeah.
So I was very, very intentional about the people I wanted to have in front of my camera.
Yeah.
So I kind of, that's kind of what led me to LA. I was like, you know what? I'm tired of being in Atlanta for people asking less than I'm worth. So it was either move to New York, which is my home originally, or move to LA. And these were two cities that I felt were very aware of what the worth of a talent like mine was.
Yeah.
Ultimately, LA won because the weather, you know what I'm saying? So I wanted to be very intentional about that too. I love New York with all my heart, but LA, you can be more productive year round versus New York. It's seasonal. It's cold. Your ass is in the house.
Right.
You know, so when it's LA, you can shoot outdoor pretty much year round.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know, I'm a little on the other end of this age spectrum, you know, so I'm like, I don't have many years to waste. How can I take advantage of the, you know, the most time and just like move to the good weather?
Yeah.
You know, so you can shoot year round. And me coming to LA has been the best decision of my career.
Mm.
Yeah.
I've actually heard that from a few people that say moving here was the best decision that they made.
Oh, yeah.
Access, opportunities, and those things, and the weather.
Yeah.
Like you said, sure.
You're going to pay for it. Definitely going to pay for it.
Yeah. Now, growing into, you know, you said you're on the other end of the spectrum, man. And one of the things is as you're now really kind of growing into the success that you're seeing right now. And recently, you became a father.
Yeah, man.
And that's changed up your hours. It's changed up your sleep pattern. What is it meant to be a dad for you, a black dad? Mm. I know you just kicked it with our boys not too long ago from the dad game here in town a little while ago. But what does it mean to you now in that fraternity?
In this fraternity, it's meant the world. What is this, Oprah? I almost got choked up. I was like, all right, it's meant the world. And me saying that is I've put off fatherhood for so long because my baby was the dream.
Yeah.
The dream of I can count how many jobs over the years that I've left because I'm like, this is not my purpose.
Yeah.
You know, after graduating college amidst a recession and doing everything that most of us are reared to do, which is, you know, go to high school, go to college. You know, I got a track and field scholarship. I did everything I was supposed to do, got my degree to graduate and there be no jobs.
Yeah.
So I was like, how does this work? You know, so I'm trying to find a job in my field and I'm in a job in a call center. Nothing wrong with that. I just knew that was not for me.
Yeah.
You know, so I would take my photo book to people and people were like, oh, what are you doing here? You're so talented. I'm like, what am I doing here? So it was always me knowing that my number one love was the creative outlet and being able to work for myself. Never knew how it was going to happen, but I always heard in the back of my mind, do what you love and the money will come.
Mm-hmm.
Testimony is real.
Mm-hmm.
So me putting off fatherhood was always, I don't want any resentment looking at my child knowing, dang, I missed out on this opportunity because you're here. So it was always, you know, let's put it off. The pandemic slowed life down. It just made you look at things with a different perspective of what is important. And I was fortunate enough to be able to speak with other male creatives who were dads, and I would ask them, how do you juggle both? You know, how do you find the drive? And they would always, with the same resounding answer is, when you do this, your drive will increase. You know, you will find new purpose. And I'm like, all right, cool. And it came a moment where I was like, you know what? I feel like this is the perfect time. And lo and behold, got a 13-month-old beautiful baby girl, and she is everything. And out of all the things I've created, I've written stories, and I've had poems and short films and music videos and commercials and magazine covers, created all these things, but nothing compares to that little face that, you know, I see every day. And it was something that you always hear before you become the parent. You always hear people, oh, it's my heart beating outside my chest. But I'm like, damn, this shit is real. It's real.
Yeah.
It's real.
Yeah.
This transition, this new chapter of my life has been 125% gratifying. I feel like because I am older, I am more appreciative. And they say there's never a perfect time for it to happen, but it was the perfect time.
Yeah, you never, as a parent, you never, say this, it's just like entrepreneurship. Yeah. If you're waiting for the right moment, it'll never come.
Yeah.
But once it's here, like that's a big thing for me as well. Once my first, we had Noah, 6 months into marriage, we got pregnant with Noah. As soon as Noah was born, 4 months later, we had Micah.
Boom.
And it was like, it went from 0 to 100 real quick.
Yeah.
But to your point, just the added on drive at that point. Yeah. I was 25,
dang,
turning into 26.
Dang.
But even for me, like, that sparked something that's like, nah, bro, you got to get on your grown man. Like, college is over with.
Yeah.
You married now.
Yeah.
You providing for more than just you. Like,
put
all the other stuff away and now really focus. And it did help. It did help,
yeah.
You know, on my end with that. So I definitely know that feeling that just motivates you and pushes you a little bit more. Now, you told me something that was very pleasing to my heart.
Yeah,
you told me something that was very pleasing to my heart yesterday. That I did not know until yesterday that you told me that you actually found out that you guys were pregnant when you got home from shooting a flash mob.
Yeah. I believe it was the last LA flash mob. And this was, when was this? 2021. Around
September, August. Let's see, we were in June.
Well, now look, I'll tell you this.
Lord Jesus.
We got pregnant in Jamaica in July. So was it end of July or August?
I think it was the July. Yeah. No, the August flash mob was LA. It was August.
August
2021.
So look, I'm out there, and this is my, I think, second flash mob working with you guys. And from the first one, I went out there in regular, like, athleisure. I'm like, all right, I'm about to work. But then it was my first flash mob. So I'm seeing people, you know, other shooters that you guys usually hire, but they're suited up too. And I'm like, oh, so everyone's suited up. Just in case it flips, you know, everyone's looking apart. So I was like, note to self, if I ever do this again, you got to come clean behind the camera. So I remember the second flash mob, I was suited up. And I was shooting content, downtown, rode my scooter back to the house after it was all done. You know, I got my camera bag. It's August in L.A. I'm sweating. I walk in the apartment and my wife is in there. And she was like, how was it, babe? I was like, man, it was hot as shit out there. I put my suit jacket down. I walk over to the desk, which is like 8 feet away from the door. And there's a basket in there that says, we did it, Joe, making reference to, you know,
Kamala Harris.
Yeah, Kamala Harris. Yeah. And said, we did it, Joe. It was a Sprinkles cupcake. Anybody that knows me, you know, I got my Fat Boy Chronicles, cupcakes, pastries, those are my weaknesses. And there were two pregnancy tests that were positive. So Black Menswear, the flash mob, always has a special place in my heart because the very first time I found out I was going to be a dad, I'm like leaving shooting, you know, I'm in a suit. And when I found out, we were like, we got to go celebrate. So I threw back on the suit jacket. She put on her shoes. We went downtown to a restaurant, took more photos, So yeah, man, every time one comes around during the summer, I'm always like, man, this is when I became a dad. It's kind of crazy.
Love it. I love that. I appreciate being in cemented in your heart from here on out. Well, guys, I appreciate y'all tapping in with us today. James, man, if people want to find out more about your story and see more, how can they follow you, see your work?
I am James Anthony on all social media. That's Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Cash App, and Venmo. But, I like to keep the consistency, so I am James Anthony on all social media platforms.
Where can I see you coming up next?
Well, I'm working on a children's book inspired by my daughter. And this will be the first time having a children's book published. I used to have I have short poems and short stories published from when I was a child, but I want to drop the title, but can't do it just yet. So stay tuned for that. And an Oscar-winning animated short film. I'm saying this on camera, so y'all hold me accountable.
There we go.
So keep a lookout for that.
I can't wait for it. Yeah, I can't wait for it. Well, guys, you're here for this episode of The Check-In live in Los Angeles. My guy James Anthony came through, blessed us. I really just appreciate, man, you always sharing from your heart and being genuine. Guys, just like with every other episode here from these powerful, powerful black men, if you've heard something that resonates with you, that you know will resonate with someone else, don't be stingy and keep it to yourself. Make sure you share the episode out. Shoot it to somebody via text, like, oh, you got to hear what James said about this. Boom, send that out. So that way they can hear the positive stories of black men that are with our communities and representing ourselves in the right light, in the positive light. Again, James, bro, I appreciate you coming through.
I appreciate you having
stopping
me,
by with us. We'll see y'all. Don't forget, like, share, subscribe to The Check-In with Black Men's Wear.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
this is ludicrous.
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper, Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.